Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I am your host, Linda. We are coming to you from Oceanside, California. It is about 80 degrees. It's gorgeous, sunny, blue skies, couple clouds, and a great ocean breeze. Amazing. I want to welcome everybody, Bill, Terry, and Yo, to the chat room and anyone else who's listening. This show is brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamilies.com. Great place to go, guys. Join, get involved, lots of great radio shows. Welcome, welcome. 82 degrees, Bill, sounds fabulous. Get a sweater. I love it. We got jokesters in the chat room. They can't speak because they're hoarse and they have laryngitis, but they can type. Oh, no. Well, we had some crazy stuff on the news in the last few days. I mean, the distractions are up one side and down the other. I'm going to go through kind of the headlines, and I'd love to have you guys call in, anyone who needs to, but it has been completely nuts. They're still talking about the Zimmerman verdict. They've got every pundit, every idiot, every weird person. And the one I can't bring up on my on blogs here is it's actually a video, and it says, the headline is, Jimmy Carter takes surprising stance on Zimmerman verdict. And then he's got the Capitol Hill Daily's headline is Obama's latest blunder is treasonous in 178 countries. Last Resistance headline says Jesse Jackson wants the United Nations involved in Zimmerman case. Jerkson's a jerk. And Eagle Forum's headline says Common Core won't make kids smarter. Do you think? Okay, let me find this one. There was one here. Oh, I guess there was a – oh. There was an article that Rod Luke sent, and it was from, I don't know which, somebody must have sent him one anyway. They pulled it together, and it's talking about, okay, I'm going to get this one, the devout Muslims now in the White House. So Rod says, and for you rotten, no good government agents of this anti-business, anti-jobs, pro-Muslim, anti-Christian, and anti-American empirical administration, who are violating the Constitution because you are spying on me by snooping through my cell phone calls and internet usage, and particularly because you are reading this email, may the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your armpits. That was a good one, Rod. I like it. P.S., since you are spying on all Americans, why are Muslim mosques where the jihadists are exempt from your surveillance? Okay. And anyway, he goes on and says, no, I'm not surprised after all. Quoting, you know who, we are a Muslim country, aren't we? At least some of these devout Muslims were appointed last year, I believe. By the way, have you ever heard of devout Jews, devout Catholics, devout Protestants, etc.? I'm sure we have. I've heard about devout Catholics. Here is just one more example of the demise of the former United States of America. And it says, this is so scary and nothing we can do about it. He is giving our country away to the same ones who we have been at war with for the past 11 years, according to the news. Have we learned nothing at all? And it says, it would be no surprise to some of you, but the rest of you should think about what is now going to happen to our country. It would be worth it if you would pass this on so some will see what they have created. No surprises for those who saw it coming. The rest of you deserve it. Look who's new in the White House. Arif Ali Khan, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Mohammed El-Bieri, Homeland Security Advisor. Rashad Hussein, Special Envoy to the OIC, which is the Organization of Islamic Conference. Salam al-Mariati, Obama Advisor, founder of Muslim Public Affairs Council. And its current Executive Director, Imam Mohammed Magid, Obama's Sharia Czar, oh great, Islamic Society, oh ISNA, that's a nice little organization, you got to check that one out, Ibu Patel Advisory Council on Earth, our faith-based neighborhood partnerships, oh my God, this is flat out scary, the foxes are now living in the hen house, now ask me why I'm concerned. So I did pass it on to many people. So just, you know, I want to go ahead and pick up the next one. We have a caller. You are on the air. Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, you're still hoarse, but welcome, Terry. Yay,
thank
good to hear
you, sweetie.
You.
I won't talk long because I can't, but
okay.
It was worth it. How I earned my hoarseness. Just wanted to tell you that I am absolutely thrilled to be here, and that if we didn't have you to keep track of these camel fleas, we would all be lost in the Sahara Desert with no water hole in sight.
Thank you, sweetie. What we do, so Yola has the same affliction. I could tell she's typing in the chat room. she sounds the same. You guys are a pair to draw to, but we love you. It was fabulous, Terry. I can't say enough about how much fun we had. And when those, all the people, everybody that was enjoying watching those little kids look at you and just be drawn to you, it was so amazing. I mean,
It's amazing that happens to me wherever I go, Linda.
Yeah, because you know what? That was your calling, and you had it right. You did the right thing.
I maybe think so, at least so far. Well, I won't keep your poor audience suffering through the sound of my croak, but I wanted to let you know that I am here, and this is why my show tomorrow may be shorter than usual.
Okay.
And I would love for you and Bill to call in, so it's better now than it was on Monday, but it's not going to be miraculously restored by tomorrow night. So thank you, darling, for everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Terry. And what I wanted to say was basically, as far as going through these news things, I don't even have to research a lot. A lot of it, it comes to me. I just go into my inbox, and it's just flooded daily. Bill says hot tea with honey for Miss Terry, so that'll help.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat. I'll let him know I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Bill, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, and that was great.
You're welcome, sweetie, and keep up the good fight, my hero.
Oh, thanks, but it's just something we do, and if we don't go through these, and deal with it. I've got a lot of things going on with my local groups. They actually want me to put together information to help fight against the smart growth people. So I'm always on my toes. It's just something I have to do, Terry. It's my calling right now. It's my job. I am the Paulette Revere. I am the Patrick Henry, of my time.
You are Pavlova, my dear, dancing on a worldwide stage.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Beautifully.
Thanks, love. Oh, my gosh.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye, love. Take
chat,
care.
Though.
God bless. All right. Bye. Fabulous. You can listen. The Beam Bottles, I believe it. And, you know, I Bill, I love the pictures. In fact, I think I put it on the – I put one of the pictures of you guys drinking that Beam from our Delaney experience on the blast. I hope you guys get them all. I never know what you guys get because I don't receive those. It's a Ning thing, so I just send them out. It's fun. So hopefully you guys got them. Thank you. Again, you guys, I did a little put them all in there except for the duplicates and everything. We had so much fun there. Let me go back to what I was. I'm glad you guys enjoyed them. There's so much stuff going on. Common Core. Here's another one. I'm going to get rid of these emails. Hold on. It says, this is from Political Outcast, Eric Holder doesn't care about Chicago murders. So this was an amazing piece, and I wanted to go through it. It says, it's not very long. So in his speech to the Black sorority Delta Sigma Theta in D.C., derelict Holder said that he was resolved to combat violence. This is nuts. Combat violence directed at youth in light of the Zimmerman verdict. You don't combat violence. You can't prevent crime, you dummy. This is a quote from this idiot. We are resolved, as you are, to combat violence involving or directed at young people to prevent future tragedies, like the Minority Report, Eric, and to deal with the underlying attitudes, mistaken beliefs, and stereotypes that serve as the basis for these all too common incidents And we will never stop working to ensure that in every case, in every circumstance, and in every community, justice must be done. Oh, really? So check this out. So the article goes on and says, really? In every case, in every circumstance, and in every community, does Chicago count? Or just the cases that the media have twisted into racial hate crimes? During the Zimmerman trial, there were four kids gunned down in Chicago. Three were teen minors, and one was a five-year-old. CNS News summarized the cases. It was June 28th, five-year-old Sterling Sims was killed in a double murder that also claimed the life of his mother, the 31-year-old Siobhan Brown. Both were shot in their apartment, and police believe the motive was robbery. Robbery. On July 1st, the 16-year-old Antonio Fenner was gunned down on the sidewalk next to the body of a 32-year-old man who had gang ties. No arrests were made, and no suspects have been named. Fenner's mother believes her son was in the wrong place at the wrong time because no one in her family knew the other victim or what Fenner's association was to him. On July 3rd, 14-year-old Damani Hennard was murdered outside a high school. His body was found next to a bicycle. July 9th, a 15-year-old Ed Cooper was shot and killed while spending time with friends at the park. Gunman got out of a black van and began firing at the boys as the boys ran away. Cooper was shot in the street and continued running to a vacant lot where he died. A couple more paragraphs to finish this out. Holder said that his department had opened an investigation into Martin's death and will possibly press civil rights charges against Zimmerman. Since Eric Holder is so concerned with violence involving or directed at young people like Trayvon, I wonder what his Justice Department is going to do with these Chicago youth murder cases. In fact, in the last few years or months, I can't remember when it was, but they had the statistics. Just in Chicago alone, I think there were 700 deaths in these areas. Oh, maybe those people don't count. Is black-on-black violence not really anything to be concerned with? After all, it happens every day in Chicago, and they hardly spur even local investigations. Another day, another murder, correct? I guess Holder doesn't care about those cases. It's not like he can capitalize on them in any meaningful way. Since usually only blacks are involved, he wouldn't want to bring attention to that. That would make blacks look bad. But just wait. Liberals will find a way to blame Chicago black violence on white privilege. Do you see what we're up against here? Do you see what I'm up against? It's crazy. Exactly. So I'm going to read some of the stuff that you guys are talking about. What's every 12? Violence against youth. What about violence against the rest of us? That you mean idiot Holder, of course. Blacks overwhelmingly have used stand your ground laws far more than whites. Terry says to me, true Bill, 91%. I can't get it. Things keeps moving. It's violence by youth that is an ongoing problem. 91% of blacks killed by guns are killed by a black. Youngster killed at high school age party in Richmond area 2 weeks ago. Black on black again. Of course they will. The liberal mindset equals insanity. It's true. It's always insane. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Let me go find the next one. This was another one. This was about amnesty, and I have sent several faxes to several people, including Eric Cantor, Daryl Issa, Franken Feinstein, and Barbara Boxbrain on this issue of amnesty, and I said absolutely no amnesty whatsoever. Taxpayer Revolution Foundation says, alert, public enemy number one, Paul Ryan, is working behind the scenes to convince House members to pass a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. Paul Ryan's background is that his mentor, former Housing Secretary Jack Kemp, had no problem with illegal aliens in our public housing. I was at his office in 1991 to hear that firsthand. They both also publicly opposed ending public benefits for illegal aliens and opposed Prop 187. Prop 187 in California was many years ago, and the courts overturned it, and the public here, just like they did with Prop 8, they don't care what we want on our referendums as citizens, they overturn it. 187 would have eliminated a lot of the sanctuary cities and all of the bennies that we pay to the tune as California taxpayers right now annually, $21 billion with a B dollars to fund these people. They overturned Prop 187. So I'm not surprised at Paul Rhino, the Ryan the Rhino, feels this way. Federal law denied those benefits in 1996, but being two-faced about solving problems, Congress allows states to pass laws granting those benefits provided paid for with state money, which California did immediately. Does Paul Ryan know that only 5 years after the 1986 amnesty, the California teenage birth rate went from below the national average to twice the national average and the highest of any state, with child welfare payments quadrupling? Girls were pouring across the border to give birth and take advantage of automatic citizenship. There will never be border control until that myth is ended. We wrote a powerful commentary exposing Paul Ryan and educating members of Congress about him is one of Taxpayer Revolution's current main goals. Congress begins recess in August. We can only hope and pray in the meantime that no bill comes together to resemble the state, the Senate disaster. We are diligently working to prevent legalization from occurring. Taxpayer Revolution wrote powerful bullet points for an organization in Washington, D.C. to distribute to House members, dissuading a pathway to legalization. Please support our efforts. So I wanted to share that with you because it's so important. Trusted 86 who never upheld their promises, right, can never be trusted, Bill, because it can only be limited or eliminated. Oh, I like the elimination part. And I think that's on the horizon. We definitely have a lot of problems in this country, and it's caused by this big government. So I'm going to go back and look at the rest of these lovely little deals here. Let's see what else they had today. Okay, then I had the smart growth. So my friend across the way had asked me, she said, where is it? We need a one-page, very simple fact sheet explaining smart growth and / Agenda 21. So I said, I know I sent it somewhere. I've got to go back to the other parts. Anyway, because she says that people are not going to do any more than one page. So she's going to help me with that. Let's see if I can find the rest of it, because it's very, very difficult. She told me what to do. She says, this was hard for me when we started Prop E as well. It's hard to explain why vacancy all decontrol after working for months with seasoned campaigners like Melba and Esther and people. I learned to do bullet points, talking points directed at people who knew nothing about the issue at hand. It's never easy, but if you can get me some basic information, I can work on a fact sheet. They're in by Pendleton, at the back gate of Pendleton, they are building a rail station and condos adjacent to it. So that's another smart growth problem. And I've done lots of things telling people that they don't understand where the smart growth is coming from, where the term comes from, why they're doing it, what the end game is. And I let them have it every single time on these issues, especially when it comes to Agenda 21. So I was kind of flying by the seat of my pants today because I didn't have a lot to talk about, but I suppose we could talk about some of the stuff that was on Facebook. And I know that the Zimmerman trial has been, in a way, been a huge distraction on the other issues, which would be also, of course, amnesty, the NSA spying, the IRS travesty, all these scandals that have been going on. Janet Napolitano bailing for California, getting out. I heard also rumors, and I guess that's kind of been not quite cleared up, but maybe solidified, that Bernanke's bailing and bailing out off of the sinking ship. So Terry says, have a land use like that in Williamsburg called Newtown, shops, stores, theater, and surrounded by condos and cluster homes. It's all part of it, Terry. What they're doing is, you know, hurting people. And you saw that map that I showed you. And I saw the look on your face. And I'm glad that Yola got a copy of it. Agenda 21 alive and well. And they keep pushing and keep pushing in my area. And every time I see this stuff and these idiots talking about, this isn't as green as we'd like it. It's not as, you know, solar panel or wind or whatever. So I actually did another one today. I think there was two of them that I had to address. One was on one was actually Marco Rubio. I'll get to that in a minute. But this green thing, and I said, I said, as far as your green stuff goes, I said, they were talking about the electricity and the power plants, and they didn't need any more in California. And so I had mentioned in my response to it that the reason that we don't have, that we only have less than 1% of our energy source comes from wind and solar is because it's inefficient, way too costly, and it doesn't work, and people don't want it, and it's very, very, takes up too much space. It's crazy. And then I tried to explain to these people, I just want to read what Bill said. Amazing how many elected act like they never heard of it. Oh, they've heard of it. And they're raising gas prices exactly. They're just going to kill us. It's supposed to, I know it's going to go up over $4 a gallon in my area because Daryl Issa posted something today on that. Anyway, so I also tried to give these idiots a little history lesson on some of the that they're listening to junk science. And I says, stop hanging out with people and believing all of these huge lies like that bloated pig hypocrite Al Gore talks about, who's not a scientist. And, you know, he's a hypocrite because he doesn't give a rat's behind about the environment. And I said, first of all, greenhouse gas emissions equals water vapor. Are you going to make some biofuel? Good for you. For the gasoline, exactly. So I explained to them that carbon is not a problem. The earth is made up of carbon. People are made up of carbon. And carbon dioxide is what we exhale. Plants love it. And we humans, we kind of like oxygen. And that's what plants exhale. See how this works? And then I explained that, you know, this is a huge hoax and lie, and that people like Al Gore and the rest of them, they stand to make oodles of money off of this huge hoax. Yeah, he's not even a functioning human being, let alone a scientist. Oh, you got that right. Yeah, we are. Of course, that's exactly, and taxed to the hilt on this Agenda 21 stuff. So, but it's despicable, and it's evil, as you know, because you did read that one by Glenn that was supposedly a fiction book, and then of course it tells at the end that it could very well not be fiction. And so anyway, on to the next thing. So then also we had another little ditty on Facebook, and it was a comment by Rhino Marco Rubio talking about how he wants to get legislation started to pare down the money that we give to the United Nations. So I said, here's an idea for you, Marco. Let's get out of the UN completely. Let's kick them off of our land, and not one thin dime goes to those people. They are a bunch of petty little dictators who want a new world order upon us. I say, no, we don't want it. Get rid of them. I said, think about that for a minute, Marco. I don't know if... yeah, absolutely. You're right. If I don't know who I'm going to hand it to. I'll probably, once I get the copy and finish it, I'll give it to one of my city council members and say it's on loan because I can't afford to buy too many copies. But I'd also need to get the one that was done by my friend Rosa Curie, and that's Behind the Green Mask. That lady's a champion on fighting Agenda 21, especially in Northern California. If you guys want to call in, 646-378-0321. I think that probably Ron is working. Other people forgot that the time changed for me. I have about 35 minutes left, and I'm going to head out of here. I've got full makeup on. I'm going to the theater doing a dress rehearsal for the shows this weekend. I'm doing two, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and I'm only on stage maybe 3 minutes max, but it's a lot of fun. Oh, I know. In about 5 minutes. Yeah, I know they forgot, but I did mention it a couple times. Everybody's so tired they forget. But again, if Chad's listening or anybody's listening that wants to add into any of these things that we've talked about today, because I didn't have a huge preparation, had to do a lot of stuff and put on face. That took a half an hour. So, oh, and yeah, I had put my short hair up in a ballet bun. That was kind of fun. But anyway, I think we have someone on here. It looks like Bill's number. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I call in here and just rant for a little bit myself, Linda.
Oh, go for it.
We're watching what we get seen in the media. The media is putting stuff out of there trying to get us attracted to whatever they're doing and this, what their promotions are and stuff. But we have to keep watching behind the scenes. What we got is, while we're watching all this about Trayvon and all that, here they are setting more people into positions that are going to be controlling us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What's happening is they're conditioning us to all of this. And that's why I think that what my friend was saying, not my friend, but the lady who was sitting next to me said that made a lot of sense, actually made more sense the next day when I wasn't so tired. She said that she thinks they're trying to make us on these plane flights uncomfortable. And I think it's because it's part of the conditioning to because they don't want us to be traveling. They don't want us to have that freedom anymore. You know what I mean? Whether it's unless it's done by high speed rail or whatever they want us on, you know.
That's all part of the Agenda 21. And I've done a part. I've tried picking up the biker brotherhoods to the fact that the government plans on taking your bikes. You're not going to be allowed to ride your bikes out into the air and stuff anymore. You're not going to be allowed to own a car. You're not going to be allowed to own private property.
I know.
And if you can get that group woke up, well, you've got one hell of a monstrous group, way bigger than the NAACP ever thought about.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
People have to wake up. You watch. We saw how Obama used the unions to pass care, then he stabbed them in the back.
Yep.
Now he's going to use blacks and stuff to push through amnesty, and at the same time he's stabbing them in the back.
Right.
They need to wake up. On this Trayvon thing, they keep saying this stuff about Obama being half white and all this and that.
Yep.
Obama is 2% black.
I know.
48% Arab and 50% white. George Zimmerman is actually more black than Obama.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that whole thing with the breakdown. I think it was on Facebook or one of them. But when you look at this, there's a march coming up in D.C. of the black people, and I know you talked about it, and something was on, it was on, you know, the action boards from Numbers USA. So I sent that whole thing to everyone that was involved, whether it was Cantor or ISA or all of them, and I mentioned on my tag part where I could put comments, I said, I hope every single race, creed, and color goes as well and marches together and sends you a message. We don't want this. You know, it's horrible.
Exactly. And you look at right now what the NAACP is doing. You look at what the Congressional Black Caucus is doing.
Yep.
They should just call them what they are, Congressional Black Racist. It's odd can ignore the racism from their side, but anybody else, they are screaming trying to prove racism. It's like Zimmerman, trying to prove something that's already been determined by the government not to exist. But they're still trying to push it and force it.
Well, I know the problem with some of these people are just crazy. Terry says, fools who can't live without the professional victims. Yeah, that's the liberalism and the progressives. That's the mindset. They are truly mentally disabled.
If you reverse the Zimmerman case and it had been a young Hispanic and another black man shot him, they would be screaming for the safety of that elder black man. This isn't about anything but their racism. The side that has always bit into the Democrat plantation, too ignorant to rise up and off of it or to realize that you're just their puppets. They control you. You are a slave right now to the Democratic Party, but you lack the intelligence to know it.
I know. And you and I are slaves to the Federal Reserve and the monetary system and the taxation and the right-left paradigm and the lies within the Republican Party. I would say that there's probably maybe 3%, if that, of the entire Republican Party that I would trust, you know, to feed my dog.
People ask me all the time, well, who do you like? And I tell them, there's only one politician at this moment I have any like for that's currently in position, and that would be Ted Cruz out of Texas. He's the only one I see standing up and then trying to follow the Constitution. Is he the new Ron Paul? I don't know. He may be.
Yeah, he might be if he stays true to it. And the funny part was
Rand has done things that just made me disqualify him and wonder if he was Ron Paul's son or not.
Yeah, exactly. So far, he's doing the correct things. And I remember Raphael, his father, was speaking at the Freedom Connector thing over FreedomWorks deal on the Man on the Moon with Glenn. And Raphael did I don't know how long of a speech, but it was probably a good 12 minutes. And it was a resounding, wonderful one. Yeah, well, because he's lived in it. He saw it firsthand. He knows. Well, and so
people when you've been overseas, you've been in situations, you've seen things. And as somebody who served our military, I got to tell you, when you're in war and people are shooting at you and throwing bombs at you or whatever,
right?
You don't have the chance to sit there and interview each individual to see, am I safe with them here or not? You do what you got to do to survive.
Right. Right.
And by doing so, you end up coming home to be called murderers and everything else. I remember what
awful.
It was like after Vietnam. I remember the spitting, being spit on and all that stuff. Well, you're trying to make up for it now, but it's really, that should have been done then.
Well, what they're doing now is they're demonizing these people through not giving them the Veterans Administration benefits, and these people are homeless. These people are committing suicide. I mean, I don't know if you saw that one on Facebook, and I think I reposted it, but I'd love to get it downloaded for this show. It was this guy who was a United States American who's a veteran was speaking to a group of Australian people about Iraq, Desert Storm, all of the illegal, horrible wars, what's going on. It's just, and now they're giving them, they're forcing them into these situations where they want them to be disarmed because this is like purging of the old Soviet ways. This is what it is.
Yeah, and that's why you're seeing the left use the black and use the race baiters like Sharpton and Jackson, who, in my opinion, serve no purpose on this planet whatsoever. Jesse Jackson should have been in jail along with his son years ago. Al Sharpton owes over $1 million in back taxes. When do they arrest his ass and throw him in jail?
Oh, God, Yeah, that's Terry says she agrees. Of course, you can probably read for yourself, but it's amazing what's going on. In fact, when Rafael Cruz got off the stage and went backstage, and Glenn looks at him and goes, "Wow, if Ted Cruz gets out of line, you're going to kick his ass, aren't you?" And Rafael tells Glenn, he goes, "I do it now. I do it all the time."
If people would step back and really look at what the left party is doing, Eric Holder are doing right now, they're trying to use the Trayvon Martin case, the Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman case, as another stepping stone to gun control.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah!
They're doing. The people are all ignorant and won't notice that, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're attacking the Stand Your Ground laws. What they're after is they must disarm the American public before they can bring on their global government and put us all under the global agenda. They know the American public will not sit still for it, so they have to disarm the public first. They will use any means and any method and any person to try to obtain that goal of disarming us. And that's what they're doing right now. Let's use the Stand the Ground laws in the Zimmerman case to help get control laws in place.
Right, so they can start taking away the
concealed
carry. I guarantee
you, Al Sharpton would not like walking around a neighborhood having a bunch of people following him around all the time. Al Sharpton would not want to be confronted, and I guarantee you he's armed or he has people around him who is armed. He'd have to, because, to be honest, it would be someone of his own skin color that kills him.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Terry's so funny. She's active today. I love it. Poor little thing. She can't speak, so she has to type. We love you, girl. Okay.
Well,
Rob said,
excite them into violence and stuff and pave the way for martial law, which is, again, another way of trying to take away our disarmament. That's what it's about. It's Agenda 21, and no matter, and I both know, no matter how much Anytime someone says something to me about any issue involving this current administration or even the last two or three, I tell them, all Agenda 21. Every single thing they are doing is a part or a stepping stone of Agenda 21.
Yes. And, you know, these are the things that, I mean, the black folks, the conservatives, and the ones who know what's going on, that's why they're upset about the amnesty. I'm sure they're upset about as many things that are going on. They're very upset about, if they knew the connections, and I'm sure they'll figure it out sooner or later, with Obamacare. Everything that they're doing is Agenda 21, and it's, look what they're doing. They're scaring the employers, forcing the employers to lay off people and to do everybody on a part-time basis. It's evil.
That's so they can bring in these illegals and give them jobs.
Right.
Exactly. They're trying to put Americans out of work and position illegals into those positions because, let's face it, they'll go right along with anything the government does. Give them a handout. They'll go for it.
Well, yeah, that's how they're enticing them over here. These people, they've been crawling across that border, especially here. They can't complain about the wages because some of them fear deportation. Only I don't think they fear it anymore. It's so in your face, you know, the La Raza nonsense.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah, why would they?
Yeah, they don't. How can they fear?
Yeah,
anything?
I have yet to see any elected member stand up and say, "Let's hold Mexico responsible for the money that they're sending these people over here to steal from us that they take back to their country. Let's hold them responsible for their people who come over here and commit crimes."
And here's the other part.
Nobody says nothing to the Mexican government.
No, they should. And the other thing is, I mean, just one state, and that's California alone. We should be suing since they started their – well, part of it's our fault with the idiotic sanctuary cities. I think it's – San Francisco, Sacramento.
Have you seen a single lawsuit filed for aiding and abetting an illegal invasion? Have you heard any elected member step up on the floor and talk about the illegal invasion?
No, because they're too chicken to do that.
No, because they're all a part of it. They're lining their pockets from it. They're invested in businesses that cater to them. They're invested in housing that caters to them. They don't care about us people.
They only care about
their own self-power and their own self-wealth.
I think that the citizens and the taxpayers of the state of California, not the state itself, but the citizens, should sue our federal and our the actual cities involved in this nonsense and whoever else is involved and the country of Mexico for all the back pay for the $21 billion annually that we've had to shell out to house, to feed, to educate, and to help. The $21 billion is what taxpayers, they got the welfare, the food stamps, the education, the health care.
There's another $40 billion in remittances that go back to Mexico. There's another 50 or 40 and above billions that go to Mexico in drug money.
Right, and wages, just normal wages to their families. Oh, I know. But I mean,
we're way over $100 billion lost a year to Mexico.
Yeah, well, just get a calculator out and take that $21 billion and times it by 40 years, because that's how long this crap's been going on here.
You can do that with all those, Linda.
I know.
The remittances, the drug money, you can do that with all those. 80% of Mexico's economy is based on an illegal activity.
I know. It's horrible. Okay, that's 800.
And yet our government doesn't say nothing to them.
That's
just
almost
down there kisses their butts.
It's $840 billion. I just did it on my machine here. So that's a pretty penny for the taxpayers. My God. It should be given out to us in checks, just pure checks. Or silver. No, I'll take silver.
How many billion did we see get defrauded from the IRS, and then when we tried to put in legislation to block them being able to steal that money from the IRS, tax fraud, the Democrats blocked it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Makes them co-conspirators in the tax fraud.
There's so many things happening that we you know, but what I see is everything's imploding. I will tell you that there was, I didn't know what Filner did lately, but the FBI is investigating him for something. He must have stolen money or something, but they're after him too. This coming Friday, there's going to be a huge rally to recall him as mayor of San Diego, because he was being a real,
great.
The guy said, huh?
I got news for him. Dude ever grabbed my wife? His little sissy butt would be about as tall as the heel of his shoe.
Yes, in fact, that would be wonderful. Well, you know what my mom was talking about.
I actually believe I could whip every elected official in California by myself.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the that Filner, he's something else. He's 70 years old. He's old and ugly, and he's been terrorizing these poor women, 30s and 40s of age group. And, you know, my mom was saying, she was just so disgusted when she heard these stories and read some of this stuff. And she says, you know, back in the pioneer days, if anything like that would happen to a girlfriend or a daughter of one of those people, that person would be taken out to the nearest tree and hanged. And that would be it.
Oh, yeah.
And that, yep.
That's just I get some of that at my state rep, because he puts all this, Jim Lucas, he always posts founders and this kind of stuff and this kind of stuff. And that SOB has no he's not following what our founders do. He supports Agenda 21. He signed on to the county's comprehensive plan. And he's in business. He'll cater to illegals and stuff. He's a fake. 99% of our elected are fake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Filner's a schmuck. This guy's so far to the left, like I say, he's on the moon. It's really sad. It's really sad. I've got A42 Triggerman. I've got Cal Living. I want to say welcome to everybody. Guest 3742. Everybody, welcome to the show. We've got about 18 minutes left. We also have a call line.
You know, Linda, we just went through this gathering, right?
Yes.
With all of us people and stuff. And what we always see from that, or I see from it, when I come away, I feel like that's how people are supposed to be. You look out for your neighbors and your friends and your family. You look out for your neighborhood. You get the government out of the way. They are a hindrance.
That is the problem.
You're better off. Don't call the cops. Don't call the elected to help your neighbor. Help your neighbor yourself. Stand over there with your neighbor yourself. And that's what we need. We need a uniting of the people. Well, our current administration knows that a uniting of the people would be damnation for them. So they're out here doing anything they can to try to divide us. Let's divide them by race. Let's divide them by their wealth. Let's divide them by any way by their sexual orientation. Their religions. Let's just divide them, because we cannot let them stand together. We cannot let them pull together, because if we do, they're going to kick our asses and get rid of us.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's going to happen anyway, because this is starting to implode. People are waking up, Bill. I mean, there's supposed to be a huge rally. I think it's Friday at 4 p.m. or whatever time, down in downtown San Diego in front of City Hall, with banners and everything else to force this clown to resign, or they're going to do a complete recall. There will be petitions. People, even the libtards who voted for him, cannot stand this guy because of what he's done. I mean, the way his attitude, especially when he got caught about all this stuff, and what he said to the public was, you know, I apologize for my behavior. And yes, I'm a difficult boss to work for, but I'm not stepping down. I mean, just the epitome of, like, you just want to take your hands and put them around the neck and squeeze.
We've seen that throughout. If he was to look up our current batch of elected and the charges or things behind them, the writing bad checks to drunk driving, to drug possession, to soliciting prostitution. And I got to wonder, how come none of this stuff disqualifies these people from holding office? You got Charlie Rangel, who's been caught how many times for tax evasion, yet still holds office.
And the other thing is, this is what I remember, because when I first came down here, after a few years, I had was teaching dance through the city of San Diego. Well, as a city of San Diego employee, I had to go through all of this orientation and training. I call him Dingle Dangle Wrangle. That's correct, Terry. Anyway, what we did was they would have a whole day seminar and teach us about discrimination and sexual harassment and that it's a federal crime and that the city of San Diego takes this seriously. Well, I don't know. I guess that's out the window now because, you know, it's not applying to this clown. Why isn't it? This is what happens when you decide that, you know, who the winners and losers are and that the rule of law doesn't mean anything. And you're picking and choosing what the hell you're going to uphold and not uphold? What's that about? Then you have anarchy. You have no law.
And we see that with our government trying to give to charities. Government has no business in charity. That's the individual's right. One of our listeners may want to give to the cancer fund. One may want to give to a brain fund. One may want to give to a diabetes fund or something. We're individuals, and we do better giving to charities than letting the government pick and choose which charity they're going to give our money to, because then what we have is the same thing we had with the law, all the lobbyists and the unions and spending their money, supporting this political party, that party. The only person who has a vote is an individual, and only an individual should be allowed to give to a political campaign. And it should be set at a mark that most people could reach.
And the other thing
take away that temptation, take away that buying a politician, take away that buying out of there and return this to the people. Stand out here with the people, the non-elected, but the people, and talk with them, regardless of party, regardless of race.
Sure.
Because I think we can achieve more on our own without these elected who are nothing more than self-serving, trying to pad their own power and trying to pad their own wealth. Show me one of them that went into office whose wages by the time they left office yearly wasn't doubled or tripled or quadrupled. What their congressional or senatorial pay would have done.
It's sickening.
Insider investing and trading, one of the biggest things that ruins our country. And the elected from the local levels to the top levels, should none of them be allowed, while sitting in office, to invest in businesses coming into their areas?
Well, you know, this is – I was just reading some of the stuff in the chat, but basically, I had spoken to my mom about that, and I said, you know, it's true that the reason that these people have been able to do this stuff and do all these bad things to us, there is a lot of lobbying, there's a lot of special interest, and it's not right. This is the bane. And what's happening is people, when we talk about the implosion and you see the masks coming off and then everything is laid bare. The sunlight is quite bright right now, and I think it's all going to fall apart on them. I think it's going to monetarily, it's going to fall apart. Their popularity or lack thereof is going to blow up in their faces. I'm telling you, Bill.
I'm looking here. What California CAIQ? I assume that's California Living is putting on here, and they're dead. They're dead right. We allow these people to sit in office too long, and when we do, they pretty much take over, and they have less consideration of what the people feel or the people's minds and ideas. I mean, you look, the people were against health care. They shoved it down our throats. And anything we're against overwhelmingly, one way or another, they still shove down our throats. We don't have a government of the people and for the people and by the people anymore. What we have is a government that tends to choose the elite and they want total control. They think we are all peons and less persons than them.
Yep.
And they just, you know, we don't deserve to be able to have free thought, free will, and all these things. They believe we are too below them to have that kind of ability.
Right.
But when the truth is out there, if you get to looking, your smartest people have nothing to – the highest intelligence in this nation – has not a damn thing to do with your government in any way.
You got it. I remember Ronald Reagan saying, and I loved that one quote where he says, the seven most terrifying words in the English language is, "Hi, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help." I mean,
it's so true. It's so sad, but it's so true.
Yes,
because
the government never solves the problem. They are the problem.
Anytime the government talks, we have a anytime any of us have a where we're having some kind of discussion with the government about anything, we all feel intimidated. We all feel, you know, like we're being set up and stuff. And we are.
Yep.
We are being set up to become nothing more than their slaves. They are laughing behind our backs as they rush to enslave us, and we sit on our butts and let them do it.
Here's the thing. Terry's correct. We've got to start turning the tables, and I think that's going to happen, whereby when the government fears its people, there is liberty, and that's the second half of Jefferson's quote, which I adore. However, we've got to turn the tables, because if we don't, we'll deserve it, and we'll have it, whether we want it or not, and it's going to be up to we the people.
That's
because
true. I mean, the whole amnesty thing is because they're easily controlled than we are.
Yeah, right. Look, I don't know how this is going to pan out, but I have a feeling that it's going to be down to us someday. Whoever of us lives through the screaming wormhole, hellhole that we're going to be going through because of these clowns. You know what I'm saying? When it all melts down and we are going to rebuild this the way it was intended to be, and we're not going to separate historical context. We're not going to separate the original intent from those documents, because then you will have tyranny. Telling you.
We must keep focused on what the federal government is doing, but at the same time, we've got to watch our state governments, and we've got to watch our local governments.
You bet. Absolutely. But
we've got to start from the ground up, and when we go to take out Agenda 21, you got to take out one pillar. You take out one pillar, and the whole agenda will start to crumble.
Yep, I know. You'll take out the UN, first of all. You have to burn the whole thing. Just get it out. Get rid of ICLEI. All of it. All these people. These people have no business in this country telling us what to do.
No,
and
nobody has a right to go up to the UN and make deals for us without us having a say.
I know. And what I think it's – here's my dream. I have this fantasy that these people all just kind of like vanish into thin air, and people like Patriot Families and others – that I know here in California, we just get in our cars or whatever, and we go to those buildings, or we decide what to do with them, and we take over and start from scratch, because what's happening now is a wreck, Bill. I mean, how do you undo this many years of absolute fascism and nonsense and these draconian 9,000-page bills? I mean, it's just
Having a clear head, utilizing patience, and slowly
and
working from the bottom up.
Yep, and
also that's the only way you're going to take it and restore things.
And the other thing we need is one of those giant bonfires to put those draconian bills into, and we can dance around the firelight when they all. I'm telling you, it's yeah, absolutely.
Everyone,
right.
I'm gonna jump off here, Linda, let you finish up. I got other companies.
Thanks.
We're still working on the stolen motorcycle project here.
Okay.
Love
well, listen,
you guys
and thank you,
and
Bill.
So glad
I want
to have all those other people in the show tonight.
I know, it's great. And thank you for calling in. And also say hi, you know, give our prayers and love to Boomer, and say hi to Chad and Becky and all the kids and all the people, and you know, and your cousin and all of them. And we'll work on next year. We'll have fun. We will.
Oh, yes, we will. Good night. And
okay.
God bless.
God bless. Thanks, hon. All righty. That was Mr. Bill Strong. We did go to Indiana. We had a blast for 3.5 days. I had to deal with the evil TSA, but, you know, Cal Livingston, time is not on our side. Don't turn around. It's New World Order coming. Yeah, but you know what? Cal, I'll tell you, they want that, but I think we can fight them. I really think that there's enough of us. I think there's between 10 and 15% of us. And that's all it was in the colonies going up against King George III. So I think we can do it. I just need to do my part, and everybody else will do it. I'm going to do a real quick promo deal for the other shows, because tomorrow myself and Bill will help Miss Terry, who's our wonderful teacher from Virginia. She's doing Patriot Education for an hour. I believe it is 6 p.m. Eastern, and we will deal with that. And so I don't think there's a commercial. This is are you hearing music, Rods? You shouldn't be. I'm going to do the promo done by Mr. Magic with his great voice. Hang on, 41 seconds. We'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, we're back. And I just want to thank everyone for joining us. Triggerman, Bill, of course, Cal Living, Rod, my good buddy from Arizona, and Miss Terry. Just wanted to also say we did have a wonderful time in Delaney, and thank you so much, Terry, and everybody that joined me today. I've got about 4 minutes left, and Rod says, still no coffee and donuts. Well, this is radio. I don't even have camera deals here, so it's been an interesting day. I'm getting ready to go down to the theater and do a little show with my friends because I'm taking class. Again, it's up to us. Thanks, Rod. Good night to you. To you too, and everybody, stay safe. That's true. Terry will bring all of it. Terry had so many snacks. You would have loved it, Rod, Mr. Rod Luke. And I think I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of music. And I like this one by I think it's Charlie Daniels. I think it's, can't remember now. I've got Keep the Change. Just a little bit of this, and hang with me for a second, and then we'll...
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all.
All right, everybody. Be blessed. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern, for Patriot Education. My name is Linda, signing off from Right from the Left Coast here in Oceanside, California. Good night, guys. Have a great one.